I'm just working hard. I think this year everything is just happening as far as yardage and everything. Just you got to earn it. I'm really earning everything I get this year. I don't know, but as far as knowing myself, I know everything about myself. I don't think anything has changed. But knowing myself, I think everything's the same. Confidence, same type of swagger. I don't think anything has changed. That would never change. I've learned that doesn't matter. You know, no matter what the circumstance is or what's going on, I've learned that doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is to the outsiders or people around or whoever is what you're doing, you know, lately. So if Matt goes out there and doesn't catch no more balls and the fourth string quarterback he's picked up yesterday is the quarterback, that they don't care about that. They look at the, you know, production he's doing. So that's something I really learned, if you're asking me. And that's fine. One thing about Coach is he doesn't have to explain himself. You know, it is what it is. I mean, I feel the same way. It's, to talk about last year, how it went or what went well or didn't went well this year, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, because hopefully win this game, be 8-3, you know, winning record, getting later down the stretch when we need wins, and it's a winning team. So that's what really matters. I mean, so. Yeah. He's really patient. Guys up front really, stuck it to him. They block very well for him, and he's a good back. I've been saying that since last year. He's a young, next upcoming backs. He showed a lot of patience, hit the hole, ran aggressive, made some guys miss when it was time to make them miss. So I'm gonna take a little bit of that. I think coming up in this game, just being patient, and letting the plays develop. The good thing is I've seen that the Titans are aggressive and good. Front group, but they can be blocked up very well, which I watched from the Pittsburgh game, and giving the back some lanes, creases to hit. So that's something that I picked up on just watching a little bit of tape, especially watching that Monday night game for sure. Nah, I'm just saying, just watching that game, just how everything kind of just played together.
How hard is it as a runner when there's different guys in there all the time in different combinations and different holes, different blocking techniques?
I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier. It doesn't matter. You know, I got to find a way to get it done. When you develop a team, when you pick the team, you pick depth. You know, you pick guys that's going to be able to help his team out if anybody goes down. So I just got to pick it up no matter what happens or who's in there, who's not in there. That's excuses that I would never do. I just got to find a way to get it done.
You guys have not lost back-to-back games in over a year. What do you think has made you guys so successful in bouncing back after a loss and being able to maybe bounce back after a loss like what happened to
me? I think the first thing people have to understand is that it's hard to win games in the league. From the great teams that are, you know, winning teams like us, to teams that don't have winning records, it's hard to win. So just each week, you know, going there just trying to win that game. We lost, took a bad beat last week, but we got to get back to it this week. I think the attitude has changed. Everybody was so down after the game, which we should have been. And just the attitude today, very positive, working hard and trying to get a win against Tennessee. That's the only thing you can do.
Just showing that you made three or four sets where you were directly behind the quarterback, he was on your center. What does that look like? Give you more of an opportunity to not tell your which way you're going?
Not really. You can go either way. I think.
What is the advantage?
Just, I think for myself, I can see kind of everything in front of me being so far back. But it doesn't really matter. I think from the gun, we do a lot of different things from the gun. We go the same size, we go to opposite sides, we get those passes out of it, screen. So I don't think it matters. I've been playing under center for so long, so I'm kind of used to that. but being in this offense for 2 years, you know, I'm used to the gun too, so it doesn't make a difference.
A couple of guys, Sanchez and Kelsey, said they really feel like the offense is close after last game to break it out. Do you feel the same way after watching yourself?
I do too. It's always this, lately it's always been something small here, something small there. Almost. So I feel like it's coming together. I think the only time that we really get stopped is when we make mistakes, penalties, turnovers, misassignments, small misassignments, you know, and them stuff get that snowball effect and it keeps coming and coming and coming. So I feel like we're almost there. You know, we got to learn from this last game, move on, and look forward to Tennessee.
Well, Sean, on the radio, on your radio show Monday night, just want to get some clarity from you. There was a question, I believe it was, are you the same player?
Right.
People are questioning whether you meant you're not as good a player. Are you the same player as you? I'm just trying to clear up what's,
man,
what's
listen,
out there.
I don't care what's out there. Like, I'm the same. I'm not going to address, am I the same player? I don't address that. For what? Like, what are we sitting here talking about? I'm not the same player. Like, that's for y'all to figure out. Crazy? I'm not the same player. I am the same player.
Okay, that's